makes a little bit more money, but that's been harder to come by, or at least to be able to keep it as a result of inflation over the last year and change. But to some good news, perhaps, from Statistics Canada. They say the inflation rate slowed to 3.1% year over year. That's down from 3.8% in September, which follows additional declines in months prior to that. But is this a trend that we can finally get comfortable with, or is this just a temporary reprieve? To talk about that and much more, we're joined by Moshe Lander, an economist with Concordia University. He's on the line right now. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
So obviously this seems on the surface of things to be good news that the inflation rate is being brought under control and is being reined in. Were you surprised to see this number this month?
It was a large drop, but it was in the right direction at least. It's support for the Bank of Canada. I've been saying for the better part of 18 months now that you got to give it time to work its way through the economy. And the general belief is that 18 to 24 months is about the time that it takes for interest rate increases to fully have their magic. Bank of Canada began increasing it in early 2022. Here we are about 2 years later, and we're seeing the fruits of its labor. So, this is maybe a little more than what's expected, but it's a good sign.
And so is this a trend you anticipate to continue now that we have reached that timeline 18 months into this?
Yeah, with the economy slowing, that's going to take some of the air out of the economy as well, and that's going to take some of the demand-side price pressure. The issue that's going to remain for the indefinite future is the supply-side pressure, right? No amount of interest rate increases are going to fix supply chain issues. They're not going to fix climate change issues. They're not going to fix when businesses shut down unexpectedly. So when those things happen, no interest rate increase or decrease is going to address that element of inflation. And so that's really all that's left to deal with. The Bank of Canada is going to have to sit on the sidelines for that one and just hope that the economy functions properly enough that it comes into that 1% to 3% range. And then we can start talking about interest rate decreases.
Yeah, well, and then if I'm reading between the lines, that actually touches on what my next question was going to be, is that while we did see, a 3.1% increase, a slowdown somewhat year over year compared to what we'd seen in September, grocery numbers, grocery inflation, while also decreasing, still remains above that rate by a noticeable margin. When you're talking about the supply chain, are you talking about groceries? And do you think that we can see that number at some point get closer to the standard rate of inflation?
So it's a good question. Remember that inflation just means that the average price is increasing by 3.1. So that means that some numbers are going to be increasing more, some less, some could be flat or even falling. So I think because we're seeing rent and grocery bills rise faster than average, we're maybe obsessing on that, and I understand why. But it does mean that there are other goods and services that we're buying that are flat or falling, or at least not even rising by 3%. So, the broader problem with grocery stores is a broader problem that's been affecting Canada for 30 years, which is we are fundamentally lacking competition in a lot of industries. And when you lack competition, you hand market power to those that do exist. And that market power means that they can push prices up at the tiniest disruption to a supply chain and say, and what are you going to do about it? So, I've been saying for a long time now that the government needs to put in place legislation that creates a framework for competition to exist. They can't force it, but they could certainly lay the framework. And that's been missing, not just from this government, but even governments on the right before it have not done enough to encourage competition in the country.
Yeah, no, it certainly has felt since the feds have kind of started to weigh in on this that the big grocers have basically stuck the fingers in their ears and gone, no, not listening to what the feds are. So it'll be interesting to see what they do on that front in terms of creating additional competition. I want to talk about the interest rates, obviously, because as you mentioned, that has been the primary tool for the Bank of Canada to be able to rein in the inflation rate that we've seen drop over month here. I know I've got about 22 months until my mortgage renewal, and I know I'm probably not alone looking into the crystal ball and wondering what the state of affairs will be in the interest rate realm in a year or two. What are your thoughts on how the Bank of Canada will approach that now that it does seem like inflation is being brought under control?
So So I don't think that they're going to move to decrease interest rates until they're comfortable that inflation has been tamed. We've seen what inflation has done for the last 2 years and how much disruption and chaos that has brought to people's lives. Mm-hmm. The last thing that you want is to try and say to people that I think inflation is over, cut interest rates too quickly or too much, and then have inflation come back and find ourselves in a situation where we need to jack up interest rates again. So I think the Bank of Canada is going to move slowly and very deliberately in decreasing it. But the good news is they've got about 1.5 to 2 percentage points that they can decrease it in the coming years without it being a problem. It's just a matter of making sure that inflation gets back into that 1 to 3%. So when your mortgage comes up, I'd say you're probably going to see some decrease in interest rates, but not that full amount. I don't think they're going to be able to move that quickly.
All right. So then basically at that point, I'm going to be looking to do variable, which I know, of course, is obviously a situation that a lot of folks found themselves in and it didn't go so well for them. But maybe on the decline, that'll be the better approach. So hopefully Tiff Macklem is listening to you right now in terms of that. Moshe, thank you so much for coming on and shedding some insight into what it means for the average Canadian and their pocketbook with the inflation rate starting to be brought under control.
A pleasure. Let's do it again soon.